has the DEC has sold out to the fracking industry. Why has the DEC done so? The most plausible answer is that to continue on a path that sets up a merits consideration of a fracking ban means the DEC will have to ban it. On the merits, how can an industry that is retrenching and loses money on a cash flow basis on almost every well it drills be an engine of economic growth? Moreover, fracking depends on massive wealth-eating subsidies from public resources that will never net New York wealth. For example, damage to state roads alone has been estimated by the state to cost tens of millions of dollars annually. Then there are the adjacent landowners whose property and business values fracking will crash in the environmental degradation of water and resources, the lack of offsetting tax revenues, and the disruptive effects on local services and housing markets of a transient oil patch workforce. The Cuomo administration has a long list of praiseworthy green energy initiatives. Investing in those programs offers the state for more economic and energy opportunity than using those resources to promote a financially struggling shale gas industry. And finally, of course, there is Sandy and the governor's prescient comments about climate change. How incongruous is it for a state that has suffered so from Sandy and Irene to decide at this time to double down on shale gas fracking, a fossil fuel source whose fugitive methane emissions will only add to global warming? All of which make a powerful case that the ban sought by these anti-frackers in numbers that keep growing by the day means they are on the right course for the state and the DEC to address that issue on its merits. Thanks. Thanks, Hal Appleton.
What's your name?
Deborah Winger.